My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. To the audience assembled here at the Westminster Theatre, allow me to introduce four golden oldies. John Amis and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, Dennis Norton.
And golden oldies.
I introduce four golden oldies and the flapper whom we all adore, Leonie Lawson. John, Sir George Grove called it extremely droll. Berlioz compared it to the gambling of elephants. What is it?
It's Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Huh? Which movement?
It's the trio of the scherzo.
Well, from the, yes, that's right. It's the trio from the scherzo movement.
Beethoven. And you know that Sir Henry Wood, bless his heart, always, to save time at rehearsals, God, he never had enough rehearsal time, always used to write everything in his score. And he always used to say these things whenever they came. And in his score for this one is what he always used to turn to the double basses and cellos and say, "Come on, boys, like a cavalry charge."
And that was written down in the score.
Written down in the score. There were a whole lot of these. There's a marvellous one at the end of Romeo and Juliet of Tchaikovsky. Rushing onward to its doom.
That's the way. Frank, a few cheerful bars from Gracie Fields. Frank, in the rather more personal Gracie Fields repertoire, can you throw some light on Walter, Albert and Fred?
Walter, she was hoping, would lead her to the altar.
Yes.
Albert, it was Fred Fenacapan.
Yes, that's right.
And it was, "Turn Albert's face to the wall, mother, his picture shall hang on black cord."
And all, as you say, all waiting to welcome Fred Fenacapan. Ian, an old favourite sung by Robert White.
I stand in a land of roses, but I dream of a land of snow, where you and I were happy in the years of long ago.
Ian, to whom is he singing, please?
A lady to whom I must say I have never sung, as Robert White is a tenor, and it really is a tenor song. Thora.
Thora, yes. Thora is right.
Speak.
Speak to me, Thora. Yes, that's right. I like to recall the Parish Magazine that said, "Miss Taylor sang a number of popular ballads while the orchestra played some Strauss waltzes." Dennis, I'm rather interested in this. When the press was busy discussing possible names for the Princess of Wales's first baby, they revealed that Oliver was a favourite name of Princess Diana's. Interesting, because that would have meant that England one day would be ruled by King Oliver. Who was King Oliver?
Well, King Oliver was an early jazz musician. He played the cornet, and Louis Armstrong was one of the first bands Louis Armstrong played in, I believe.
That's right. King Oliver, Creole jazz band.
Wrote her West End Blues, which is on the back of a song that we had in another programme.
That may be so, depending on which version you've got. The most famous of all the King Oliver records was that particular one chorus in Dippermouth Blues.
Yeah.
This one, you'll recognise. Dippermouth Blues, King Oliver. Some people are famous for what they do, others for what happens to them. Here are four people, two of them innovative and two just unfortunate. What I'm going to do is I'll give you the name of the person and a suggestion as to what his signature tune might have been. I want to know from you what he did. John, Jean-François Gravelet, otherwise known as Charles Blondin, whose signature tune might have been Shuffle Off to Buffalo, or perhaps Hail Canada. What did he do?
Shuffle Off to Buffalo?
Blondin.
I thought he was a tightrope walker.
Yeah, yes. Where? From where to where?
Across the Niagara Falls.
Yes, across Hail, hence my idea of Hail Canada.
Yes.
Buffalo is a nearby place. Yes, he crossed Niagara Falls on a tightrope.
King George V crossed the bridge between Canada and America. Well, you see, he got it to halfway where the sign says, Canada stops here, this is America. And he stepped across and stepped back immediately and said, that's enough of abroad.
Like a terrible thing at the same frontier that happened to the character actor A. E. Matthews, who... in the days of Prohibition, and he enjoyed a drink, and he was going into America, and somebody had made him a couple of long rubber containers to be inside his overcoat. He wore this long overcoat, and these were filled with whiskey or whatever and gin, and he had to walk very upright with these, and he was just about through. And unfortunately, he dropped his passport on the floor. And instead of allowing the customs man to pick it up, he bent down, and there was a terrible... And that was the end of that.
Well, now, back to these people who became famous for something, and my idea of their signature tunes. Frank, William Huskisson, whose signature tune might have been Honky Tonk Train Blues.
William Huskisson was a... prominent British politician, statesman, in fact,
yes, right.
Who had the great honour in the early part of the 19th century to inadvertently step backwards and be the first man in the world to be run over by a railway train.
Right, yes. At the opening of the Liverpool and Manchester Railway in 1830. Poor fellow. Ian, You Need Hands would be the signature tune, I think, of William Webb Ellis. Why would
yes.
I think that?
Yes. Because he was the first man ever to be booked for a professional foul, except that he was playing a different game at the time.
Yes,
or at least he invented a different game. He was playing association football, and he picked up the ball and ran with it.
In 1823, and invented rugby football.
A very good idea.
Yes, indeed.
And invented rugby football. Mm.
Dennis, Joseph Merrick might well have sung It's a Great Big Shame, or Talk of the Town.
Well, he was the man on whom they based the film and the play and the book, The Elephant Man.
I was born with a trunk at the Prince's Theatre.
Come on.
Never mind.
I actually said it on another programme, but when they gave John Hurt the award for playing Elephant Man, I was sitting at the award ceremony with the playwright, Jack Rosenthal, who leaned over and said, I don't see why they make it such a fuss of him. I played it for 2 days and nobody noticed.
Yes. Let's try your hand at another round. Recognising the music is one thing, but knowing what it's called is quite another. So, John, may we have, please, the absolutely correct title for this music? Correct title.
I always thought it was called By the Sleepy Lagoon.
Yes, By the Sleepy Lagoon, you're right. People tend to call it sometimes By a Sleepy Lagoon. By the Sleepy Lagoon, you're right. Frank, who was this telly hero in his pre-wheelchair days?
A wheelchair narrows it down a bit.
That's a bit, doesn't it? Yes.
Might he have played Perry Mason?
He might have done, yes. Raymond Burr before Ironside was Perry Mason.
A burly chap,
yes. Ian, can you identify, please, both singer and song from just three words? I think it's very clear.
It's very clear.
I think I'd only need one word to identify the singer, that marvellous Cleo Lane.
It's Cleo Lane singing Our Love Is Here to Stay. It's the first three words.
You know, we had a round of misprints a few weeks ago. Somebody sent me that one, and they'd received a list of records that they could buy, and that one was down as Our Love Is Here, So Stay.
Fair enough. Dennis, eine kleine Nachtmusik, so to speak, for you. Title?
I've got a record of Ted Heath playing that. That's the
one. Yes, that's right. He did a record of
it. It's Harlem Nocturne.
Nocturne, yeah. Recognise that alto saxophone player?
No.
The sticky name. Tucky name.
Tucky name.
Never mind. No. Earl Bostick.
Oh, Earl.
Some miscellaneous questions. John, I opened at random the score of a great masterwork, and I read the words, admittedly in translation, to be sung by a lady standing in front of a symphony orchestra. I quote from her words. Wouldst roebuck, wouldst pheasant, in numbers they're present and running around. If for fast day food one wishes, then with joy there comes a swimming of the fishes. What work? It's based on Das Knabenwunderhorn.
Yes. Auguste Mahler.
Yes, Mahler's which?
It's probably the Sermon to the Fish.
Give me a number.
Give me a number. Mahler's, well, it comes, a bit of it comes in Mahler's Second Symphony.
No, well, you've got the composer, I think, half a mark. Mahler 4. It's from the last movement of Mahler's Fourth Symphony. Frank, where can Maragona, Totiera, Nona, Pregadi, and Maleficio be overheard by four beautiful bronze quadrupeds? Work that one out backwards.
They're waiters.
Italian waiters. Maragona, Totiera.
Were the bronze quadrupeds those who were on show at the National Gallery, the Royal Academy?
Well, one was, I think. Well, they weren't all there. When they, you know where they all live?
They all live in St. Mark's Square.
So they
the
can
pigeons!
All...
You found the name of the pigeons. What a clever lad. Yes,
especially a pigeon called Maleficio is a lovely idea.
Why not?
What's
a pigeon normally called?
Well, these are Maragona, Trottiera, Nona, Pregadi, and Maleficio.
Are they the bells?
They're the bells of St. Mark's, Venice. Ian, where will you see Sir Henry Rowley Bishop standing chatting with Purcell, Arne, and Boyce? And what did Bishop do to merit that company?
And I don't suppose I shall ever see them, because they'll be in paradise, and I can't think I'm going there, so... He merited it by joining them by dying, and also perhaps by writing Hello Here the Gentle Lark.
Yes, or Home Sweet Home.
Or Home Sweet Home for that matter.
Where can we see them chatting together?
Well, I just told you, in paradise.
Well,
I always believe there must be some marvellous place where musicians gather in an afterworld, and they're all able to turn on present performances of their works.
Yes.
And they can listen to Mozart's and say, must say they do make a better class of piano today than they used to when they might have, but they like the way he's playing it.
I can imagine Mozart saying, what's K-488? I tell you where you can see them. You can see them on the lower part of the Albert Memorial, opposite the Royal Albert Hall. Because there are all those great people in the arts and sciences around there, and those of the Bishop and Purcell and Arne and Boyce are there.
Never knew
that. Along with Monteverdi and various others.
Reese is doing terribly well this week.
Dennis, I quote Dennis, Catherine Morland was fond of tinkling the keys of an old forlorn spinet. In which book?
Well, Catherine, I wouldn't have known otherwise, but Catherine Morgan is a Jane Austen heroine, isn't
Morland,
she?
Yes.
Morland,
right, yes.
Catherine Morland, in Northanger Abbey,
yes,
isn't it?
Northanger Abbey, that's right. And lovely remark from the same book. Though unable herself to entertain, she could listen to other people's performance with very little fatigue.
What's the marvellous Fielding thing about Squire? That was also about a musical. It was Squire Weston's habit every morning, when sufficiently drunk, to hear his daughter play upon the harpsichord.
Here's a good tune by a composer with a rare gift for melody. John, whose was that?
No idea.
Oh. Franz Lehár from The Merry Widow.
Good.
Dumma dumma whatnot. Dum, bum, bum. Well, you didn't get that. Knocking off the first note of the opening phrase, you get these five notes. And they occur at the start of this, Frank, for you to identify.
You say the sweetest things, baby, you've got me riding
high. Yes, Warren and Gordon from the film Tin Man Alley, yes. Ian, same notes, but different
got
values.
The lights of home.
Yes. First word, the...
I can see that.
The lights.
Well, no, it's something, something, the nights.
Beneath
the lights.
Beneath the lights.
Down the Durbin song.
Yes, you've got that.
Yeah. Dennis, same starting notes, but this is merely an introduction. To which song? Again.
Is it Mr. Sandman?
Mr. Sandman. It's the standard introduction to Mr. Sandman.
Yes, can I have half a mark for suggesting that the same notes would do for The Perfect Fool of Gustav Holst?
Yes, I think they would. Yes. Why don't we give him half a mark?
Give him half a mark.
Really upset, right, Leonard.
Send him out. Send him on his way. Yes.
It's curious how recognisable some singers are, simply from one word. The one word, someday. For instance,
someday.
Right. Let's sort them out one by one. John, whose someday is this?
Someday.
I'll find you.
Yes, you got it. Yes, Sir Noel Coward. Frank, whose someday is this?
Someday.
Is the oh is. The Blessed Ella.
The Blessed Ella Fitzgerald, yes. Ian, who's this?
Someday.
Or as he sometimes sings, someday.
Tony Never Bennett. On Someday.
I'll give you an imitation. Someday.
Dean Martin.
Oh, yes. You didn't really get it.
No, I didn't.
Right. Should we give him that? Dean Martin. All right, yes.
Yeah.
Dennis, we've already had one night. Which night is this?
It's the new slimline Sir Harry Secombe, yes.
That's right, yes. Yep, Harry Secombe. All those Sundays. Now, can you place the song line? Just the song from which it comes. John. Sounds of the Rude World. Well, the rhythm of the song is Sounds of the Rude World. Da 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 da. It's a 9/8 time.
Okay.
Or 3/4 with triplets.
But was it an art song or ballad or
no, it's an old, it's a middle of the last century ballad. Lulled by the moonlight of all passed away is the next line.
Which is
do you know it, Ian? Can you help him?
No, I don't.
No, I'll play you the tune.
Beautiful dreamer.
Songs of the Rude World, so I heard in the
eight.
Day.
I never thought of that.
Didn't get that. You didn't get that.
Beautiful dreamer.
Sorry. Frank, a certain topicality, perhaps, not too long ago, here's the quotation from a song, he was just dying to cuddle his queen.
But he was just dying to cuddle his queen. But as he began it, he had to get under right. To fix up his automobile.
That's right. He was just dying to cuddle his queen. That's right. Ian, a line that may remind you of your wedding, I don't know. A man then staggered down the aisle.
I shall treat that remark with the contempt that it deserves. But I do know what it comes from. It's a curious ballad called The Volunteer Organist.
That's it.
The church that wanted somebody to play the organ, and this very unlikely-looking person came and played and got them out of trouble.
The I've got at home somewhere a sequence of postcards of the story, and on each postcard there's one verse of the man staggering down the aisle, and then the man playing the organ, and the vicar saying, "Oh dear, where are we going to get an organist today?" And so all done in postcard form. Dennis, Barry Took's favourite line, all is in the point of view. All is in the point of view.
Don't know that.
What's a little kiss or two? A wee little kiss among friends. A pleasure like this among friends. Is
what's
never amiss among
friends. What's a little kiss or two is...
All is in
from...
the point of view. Da, 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 da,
well, I didn't know the song, but What's a Little Kiss for Two is a song two. That comes from Hit the Deck.
Yes, by Vincent Humans. And that clever lyric by Leo Robin. Mm. I don't know where we are with the Mark Lane. You can put down what you like.
Yeah.
As you usually do. we'll
settle up outside.
Brief Life is here our portion, and we seem to spend a good deal of it listening to Frank Mio sing. A delightful experience, I hasten to add. Everyone has a go in these closing minutes. Frank's song really is a beauty, too. The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else. It starts very low, Frank.
The song I sing belongs.
Right.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender songs for somebody else. And even when my arms are wrapped around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. It's worse to fall in love with yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
John's song is by Thomas Moore. Rich and rare were the gems she wore, and a bright gold ring on her one she wore. But oh, her beauty was far beyond her sparkling gems or snow-white wand. Rich and rare.
Rich and rare were the gems she wore, and a bright gold ring on her wand she wore. But oh, her beauty was far beyond her sparkling gems and snow-white wand. Sir Knight, I feel not the least alarm, no son of Erin will offer me harm. For though they love woman and gold and store, Sir Knight, they love honour and virtue more.
By Thomas Moore, Rich and Rare. In contrast.
it's actually a cultural plunge. It's
a bit,
it is, yes. I have to explain that this song...
It's a super old song.
Which I saw the cover of it, and my senses were inflamed by the cover. And can you remind me how it goes? Have you anything on tonight, Matilda, darling? Have you anything on tonight, Matilda, dear? I like your rosy cheeks and pretty eyes of blue. I'd like to see you home and make a fuss of you. I'm beginning to get a little bit romantic. I'm in love, I fear. Oh, you do look cute in your bathing suit, but have you anything on tonight, Matilda, dear?
Which brings us to Ian and Victor Herbert's Little Gypsy Sweetheart.
Salam. little gypsy sweetheart. Dream of the field and the grove. Can you hear me in that dreamland where your fancies roam? Slumber on, my little gypsy sweetheart, wild little woodland dove. Can you hear the song that tells you, oh, my heart to
There was a bit of a quiz going on earlier on, and in case you're interested, it resulted in a draw. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Shryan and Pete Atkin.